from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we do this every single Tuesday, Freudian slip, at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. This is Fair or Foul. Without further ado, we turn it over to our producer, Schultze.
All right. Happy Tuesday. Not hump day, you guys. Let's start off with one of the hottest players in MLB right now, Aaron Judge. An absolutely on fire May. And if you look at it, he's just himself doing as well as a lot of different teams in Major League Baseball in the month of May. So I wanted to throw this out there, guys. Fair or foul, Aaron Judge hit more home runs than the whole Tampa Bay Rays roster in the month of May. Fair or foul?
I was concerned that you were going to throw this stat out, but I saw this. Aaron Judge and Juan Soto this season, they have a better WAR than the Rays, Marlins, Rockies, and White Sox positional players.
That is so nuts.
Yeah.
So
combined or just
higher than all position players on 15 teams.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's a cheat code right now.
It is.
Yeah, it's insane.
Fair foul, more home runs than the Rays roster in the month of May. So all 26 guys on the roster last month. Fair or foul?
That's a lot of, like, that's a lot of players and a lot of games being played. More, I'm going to say foul. Like, he had a great month, but more home runs than the Rays total. I know the Rays offense hasn't been that great this year, but you're telling me that many dudes in the month of May couldn't hit more home runs than Aaron Judge? That's egregious.
I got a good buddy of mine who is from Tampa, diehard Rays fan. And I saw him earlier today and I was like, hey, man, are you like buyers, sellers at the deadline? Like, what do you think's going on? And he was like, oh, baby, we're selling. Oh, baby, we're selling. So that makes me think him as a fan who is fairly optimistic fan, but a realistic optimistic fan. I will say fair. I'll give Judge, I'll eat some crow on this. I did pick the Yanks to be terrible. Giancarlo, I picked him up a few weeks ago on my fantasy team, and he's been pretty damn good for me. I'll give Judge a little love in this. Maybe as much as I want to sit here and tell you that Mookie Betts is the best player in baseball, Aaron Judge would like to have a seat at the table.
All right, it's close, but foul, unfortunately. Sorry, Patrick. Judge had 16 home runs in the month of May, batted 361, but the Rays only had 20. So it wasn't more.
Only 360 in the month of May.
But the four home runs that separated Judge, as well as the Rays, White Sox, and Nationals in the month of May, who all had 20 home runs as a team. That is just insane to me.
Yeah, Judge is... You know, and I was talking to that same buddy who's a Rays fan. We were talking about Judge a little bit. When Judge hit 62, we saw that he's capable of this if he can just stay healthy. And right now, if you told me that Aaron Judge finished the season with 59, 60, 61, 62, 65 home runs, I wouldn't be shocked. He is watching him against the Giants, the way that swing is moving, how he's making contact, his swing is now starting to get into that little echelon of, for me, of that's a pretty swing.
So do we,
or a swing that I remember.
So do we change our fair or foul from last week? And instead of Kyle Tucker hitting 60 home runs, Aaron Judge will hit another 60
home runs?
Well,
I definitely believe Judge would hit 60 more than Kyle Tucker. I don't think Tucker's hitting 60 home runs.
Well, I said fair because I just said that I wanted to see stuff like that, like Ellie getting 100 steals.
Ooh, little like races, like yeah. Hit some record book stuff.
Yes, because
it's good,
I mean,
for baseball. Non-baseball fans love when you start knocking on the door of historical things.
Exactly. So, yeah, I hope Judge can get to that 60 home run mark again, because that would be pretty
That'd be
cool.
Fun. Couple seasons of 60 that's not Sammy Sosa on steroids, that'd be great.
Yeah, that hasn't happened since then. That would be awesome. Fair foul number two, let's keep with the home run trend. I just love seeing these numbers. It kind of shocks me when you think some like trend is happening throughout the season, and then you go look, and it's like, no, this absolutely is wrong. And this one really stuck out to me, guys. Fair or foul, the Oakland Athletics, we're sticking with home runs here, the Oakland Athletics have hit more home runs as a team than the Los Angeles Dodgers so far this season. Fair or foul?
Oh, see, God. This is such a tricky question, because 1-3/4 for the Dodgers is amazing, and the rest is to be desired. And Oakland, you know, Oakland loses games, but they got some offensive pieces. Langeliers is solid.
I'm going foul on this. I'm pretty sure from what I looked at earlier in the show, the Mariners, they do have more runs than the White Sox, but the A's have like only one or two more runs scored than them.
What obviously, if it's all solo shots?
It could be, but I refuse to believe the Dodgers have hit like that. They're right there on par. As
I can't live in
runs.
A world
like that's ridiculous. So I'm gonna say foul. That this is another close but no cigar.
I'll stick with Joe. I will also say foul. I think a lot of it has to do with Shohei's been in a little bit of a slump.
Yeah.
Oh, and I mean that over the last like seven games. And Oakland's been better offensively than we anticipated. Shout out Chicago White Sox. I will stick with Joe and say foul. I can't live in a world where this is true.
Yeah, you guys are right. It is foul, but it is way too close for comfort. So get this. LA has hit 77 home runs so far this season. Oakland, 73. It is only a 4 home run difference.
Wow.
And it just kind of tells you, you know, what like stats actually mean, which is nothing at different points. You really can skin a cat 6 different ways, and you know, like, you could beat a team 1-0 every single game and just have terrible stats and be worse than another offensively awesome team. So just random, very random. All right, now I'll try to maybe get some of your guys' opinions on a couple. Obviously big news with baseball this week again, an MLB player being caught up in a betting scandal. 4 minor leaguers banned, actually 3 minor leaguers currently, one that bet when he was a minor leaguer, banned for a year, and then of course Marcano, Tusu Pita Marcano, banned for life because he bet on Pirates games as a Pittsburgh Pirate last year. Guys, fair or foul, a well-known player will be caught betting on baseball in the next calendar year? Fair or foul? We've had the unknowns. We've had some fringe guys. We obviously had Mizuhara, the trainer or the translator connected to Ohtani, but no really well-known or even, you know, like sort of half-known names out there. So fair or foul, a big name or a well-known name will be caught betting in the next 12 months.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I will use this example only because he is in the news for the gargantuan contract he just signed. I do not believe this player does it. I do not believe anything about that. I'm just using them as reference. I would like to preface that. I believe there's a better chance that Justin Jefferson gets busted for gambling than a high-profile Major League Baseball player. I just think because of the history, because of what we know, and how baseball is way more on top of gambling than any of the other sports, that includes Tim Donaghy in basketball, that includes Calvin Ridley and the other guys on the Lions and stuff like that in the NFL. Baseball, I think the guys are just too aware, especially with Ipe associated with Shohei. I think in baseball they are too hypersensitive about what it will do, because they'll send your ass packing. They won't even look at it. Calvin Ridley got a year. Baseball will just say adios. I think there's a better chance that it's, you know, Kyrie Irving or Justin Jefferson. Again, I don't think it's them, but using them as stars, I think it's a better chance that one of those guys goes down than a Major League Baseball guy. I'll say foul.
Yeah, I was going to say fair, but then you threw in that 12-month qualifier, and I will say foul. In the next year, no. In the future, yeah. It will happen.
Somebody will.
Yeah, whether it's in 5, 10, 15, someone will be a dumbass.
A team in Vegas.
It's going to happen. It's probably going to be Tommy Pham.
I hope so.
He has said how much he likes to gamble, and he said, go check my credit line at, like, casinos.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I do in the off season.
So I wouldn't be surprised if it's him, but it will happen in the future, but foul, not in the next 12 months.
Dang. Tommy Pham just becoming more and more of a D-bag with each segment tonight, huh?
Yeah, it's he chose it, not us.
Yeah, that's true. You get in a fight outside of a strip club. I just, like, I don't want to hang out with that guy.
Hey, man, what happened on the field, though, if that happened in real life, dude, that's assault.
Yes, that's assault, brother. You're right. Same story every time. They get to do that on the field, apparently, but not off. All right, guys, fair or foul, let's get into my Seattle Mariners a little bit. Of course, we did earlier in the show. Go podcast that anywhere you get your podcasts if you missed it. Talked about the Mariners' offensive struggles, firing their offensive coordinator and bench coach, Brant Brown. I agree with you guys. I didn't know that an offensive coordinator existed in the world of baseball. But the reason they did so was because the Mariners are batting absolutely terribly so far. Namely, you know, they're starting to see some production kind of tick up from their normal guys, Ty France, Julio, the guys that have been there a while. JP struggling, but he's getting big hits. But namely, the main guys struggling are the new ones that were brought in this offseason. Luis Urias, who was just outrighted off the 40-man roster. You're looking at Dom Canzone, brought in as part of that Paul Sewald trade last year, batting .167. And Mitch Garver, your big offseason signing, batting .167 right now. $12.5 million contract. Actually, it was 2 years, $12.5 million each. But thankfully, they can buy him out for $1 million. If they're keeping him this long, that's probably what they're going to do, guys. But fair or foul, at-bats are important. We are now in June. It is time for the Mariners to say uncle and designate Mitch Garver for assignment. Guys, fair or foul?
Say uncle? I wish they say that when they call him into the meeting, too. It's just like, hey, Mitch, uncle. What? We're designating you. Sorry. Foul, because it's the beginning of June. You have June, July, August, September. If they make a move at some point to help shore up the offensive lineup, whether it is at the catcher position, whether it is at DH, time will tell. But I don't think it's time to rip the Band-Aid off just yet. He was part of a World Series winning team last year. He helped that team out. And again, like, he's batting .168. Like,
it's rough.
I feel like it can't get much worse. And maybe making the change of the bench coach, offensive coordinator, that will start changing the approach to some of these players on the team and start getting the bats going.
I'll look at it like this. What's the solution? Okay, we see the problem. What's the solution? If you cut Mitch Garver and you have an open roster spot, who's taking that spot? Is it someone better than Mitch Garver? I don't know if that's true. So I will say foul, because as rough as Garver has been on this squad, I don't know if you have an instant upgrade. And he is a major league player. Like, Mitch Garver's a major league player. He's struggling right now, but he's a major league player. And I don't know if there's someone who's available via trade that's equal compensation, or a free agent right now a la Victor Robles. I don't know if there's somebody out there that has a better upside than Mitch Garver. If this is August and you're batting .160, yeah, I'll cut ties.
All right, you might be right. I know that the market is a little hairy as far as trading goes, but gosh, they could do something similar. Remember, Mike Ford came up from Tacoma last year, hit 12 home runs, was actually a little bit more competent. I think Michael Chaffetz hitting like .310 at Tacoma right now. They have guys in their system, and these at-bats, are they not valuable? Like, it's so crazy to see Wong, Pollock, and Listella last year all added up to 600 at-bats, and if any of those at-bats were given to any other more productive player, they probably would have made the playoffs.
Well, the difference between Tacoma and Seattle is about 20 miles.
Can I state
the difference between AAA and Major League Baseball might as well be 500.
Then why the hell did the Atlanta Braves just sign Brian Anderson, who opted out of his Rainiers contract, to fill a Major League spot? The Braves think a guy can come in and get some at-bats, but the Mariners just don't do it correctly, in my opinion.
Well, I would say that a player at the catching position that wouldn't be bad for the Mariners to look at is Elias Diaz of the Rockies. He's batting .311, on base .354, slugging .450. The Cubs are apparently looking at him as well, but if I would say the team that would need him more, I would say it's the Mariners. Look, Cal Raleigh's not batting that well either. So
no, but he's leading your team in home runs.
But do you not think you could have Diaz at catcher, have him at DH, have Haniger back out in the field, and then have Cal playing DH or catcher? You know, basically swap out those two.
What are you going to do with Elias Diaz and Mitch Haniger and Ty France and Mitch Gardner? I don't know. Finish last? That's what that sounds like to me.
Well, the Angels are going to take care of that. I'm just saying.
Just saying. All right, that is fair or foul. We do it every single Wednesday or Tuesday. Jeez, that's again.
Come on.
At the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.